Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Have you listened to our Spyology Squad podcast? Yes, that is where our spy team, you know, the one defeating Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas, who are trying to take over the world. Yes, we have our own podcast now for that. And so down in the show notes below, you can click and listen to Spyology Squad today, which has some new episodes waiting for you. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure about a puzzle coming to life? Huh, me too, let's go! Dinner had just finished. Francis and his sister Eleonora were cleaning up the table with all the plates and silverware and cups and putting them inside of the sink and rinsing them off. This was one of their important chores that they had to do after every mealtime. It was their job to clear off the table of all the dirty dishes. Have you ever done that before? Or do you have any chores around the house that you do? Maybe you get the mail, or maybe you clean up your room, clean the bathroom, clean up toys. Well, one of Francis and Eleonora's chores was cleaning off the table. Once you two are done clearing off the table and cleaning up the kitchen, does everyone want to do a puzzle? Said one of their parents.
Yes, can we please do that dinosaur puzzle that we haven't done yet?
Shouted Francis. He had gotten this dinosaur puzzle from one of his grandparents a long time ago that everyone had kind of forgotten about until recently they just found it in the back of the closet.
Ooh, that sounds like a great idea, said Eleonora.
They finished wiping down the table and then Francis ran off to his bedroom to look for that puzzle in the back of his closet.
Where did it go? Is it under that t-shirt over there? Nope. Oh, it's way up there.
It was actually really way up high in his closet, and Francis had to stand on top of an old shoebox to reach up high enough to grab it and pull it down. Whew. As Francis ran back to the dinner table, he was holding the puzzle box over his head triumphantly.
You should have seen what I had to go through to get this, but
this is it. The amazing dinosaur puzzle.
Woo!
His family cheered as he dumped all the pieces onto the table.
Whoa, that is a lot of pieces, said his sister.
What's the biggest puzzle that you've worked on?
Have you done a 100-piece puzzle?
That is a lot of pieces.
Did you know that there's like 500-piece or 1,000 or 5,000-piece puzzles?
Whoa, those must be some amazingly ginormous puzzles.
Well, the dinosaur puzzle that this family was working on said it had 500 pieces. But unfortunately, there weren't exactly 500 pieces now laying on this table. They had such a fun time building this puzzle together. It took them about 30 minutes to get almost all done. Eleonora had a small pile of red and yellow pieces, and Francis was working on a few more black and white pieces up on the top with some green leaves on them.
Wow, this is going to be the coolest puzzle ever, said Francis. Look, that dinosaur we've completely finished.
He looks really scary.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm almost done with this dinosaur over here, said Eleonora. A few minutes later, Francis triumphantly held up the final piece that he had.
There, the last piece. We're done, shouted Francis.
Wait, hold on a second, said Eleonora. That can't be the final piece because look, this dinosaur doesn't have a head yet. She was right. There were two dinosaurs on this puzzle. One was totally done and looked amazing. The other one was almost done, but didn't have a head.
Wait a second, maybe there's some pieces that fell under the table, said Eleonora as she ducked down below to look.
There's one piece, but we need a couple more pieces. She popped that piece onto the puzzle, and now the dinosaur had a neck and a little bit of a chin. The family looked all around the table and on the floor. They couldn't find any more pieces. And all of a sudden, their parents looked up at the clock and said,
Holy smokes! It's time for bed.
But we didn't finish the puzzle yet, said Francis.
I know, I'm sorry, but it is bedtime, so we'll finish the puzzle tomorrow, they said. Francis and his sister brushed their teeth, got ready for bed.
Stretched and yawned and fell asleep.
You might think that's the end of our story, but honestly, it's only the beginning. Because in the middle of the night, something magical happened.
What was that? Eleanor, did you hear that?
Francis sat up right out of bed after hearing that strange sound and called out to his sister.
Francis, why are you waking me up? It's the middle of the night. What's wrong? Did you have a bad dream?
Asked Eleanor.
No, I didn't. I heard a sound. Very scary sound coming, I think, from the kitchen.
Just listen. Shh. They both froze and listened very carefully, almost even closing their eyes to focus on what sound might be coming from the kitchen.
See? I told you!
Said Francis with really big eyes.
Oh, what was that?
Asked Eleanor.
I don't know, but we gotta go check it out. Come on.
Francis and Eleanor jumped out of their beds and carefully tiptoed towards the kitchen. They were both a little excited and a little afraid to see and find out what actually was making that sound from the kitchen.
Maybe it's Dad snoring, said Eleanor.
No, he doesn't snore like that, said Francis. As they walked into the kitchen, they couldn't believe their eyes.
Dinosaurs!
Shouted Eleanor as she watched two dinosaurs eating out of cereal boxes from their kitchen.
Ah!
They both shouted and instantly their parents came running.
What's wrong? What's wrong? Dinosaurs!
They shouted. All of a sudden, all of them, the whole family, was screaming and shouting at the sight of real dinosaurs in their kitchen.
How did this happen? Wait, hold on a second, said Francis. They look just like the ones from the puzzle we were making last night.
He raced over to the dinner table and sure enough.
Look, the puzzle? The dinosaurs are missing from the puzzle. It's like they jumped out of the puzzle. Francis, look at this one.
Eleanor was pointing to one of the two dinosaurs, and that one didn't have a head.
It's a headless dinosaur!
Shouted Eleanor.
Wait, hold on, don't panic, everybody calm down. These are the dinosaurs from our puzzle last night. And that one? Remember we didn't find all the pieces and were able to put it together because it was missing its head?
I think we need to find those missing pieces, said Francis.
Let me check my closet.
He ran back to his bedroom to check in the closet to see if any of those pieces had fallen out of the box when he had reached up so high to grab it. And he was right. On the ground in the corner of the closet were about 8 pieces that must have fallen out the back of the box. He grabbed those pieces and ran back to the kitchen. The one dinosaur that did have a head, he did seem to be pretty friendly. He really liked cereal. The other one was just bumping into everything because he didn't have a head yet.
All right, little one, just hold still.
Francis brought the puzzle pieces over to that headless dinosaur and popped them in one by one. As each puzzle piece connected to it, the dinosaur, its head started to come alive and
there, it's done.
Said Francis as he stood back and the dinosaur smiled at him.
Oh, look, they're nice, said Eleanor. Can we keep them?
Their parents were still rubbing their eyes, thinking that this was all just a dream, but it was not. They had indeed found some kind of magical puzzle and put it together, and the dinosaurs came off the puzzle.
Well, I guess we can if you two promise to take very good care of them.
We promise!
Shouted Francis and Eleanor at the same time.
And even though that's the end of our story, it is really just the beginning of this family's amazing new adventure with two pet dinosaurs. Wow, I did not see that coming. I thought they were just putting together a fun puzzle, but it ended with some new members to their family. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Ryder from Montana, Gemma, Caleb, and Cameron from Seattle, Washington, Shira and Jaira from Massachusetts, Carter and Cassie from British Columbia, Finn from England, Violet and Kaya from Chicago, Illinois, Adelaide from Montreal, and Graham and May from North Carolina. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye!